Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. I got sunshine
on a cloudy day. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Couple things to tell you you need to know right away. Weather,
I don't know.
You know, I look at the weather, and I'm like, okay, it's not snowing, so I'm very thankful for that. And it's not really raining, although we kind of need
to. I thought
it was going
to be nicer today than
this. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a little nicer. And then I look outside. I'm not a qualified weather person. But I do have something that most people have. I have two eyes, I have a heart, and I have half a mind. Well, I got half a heart and half a mind. That's what my mom said many times. She said, I got half a heart and half a mind. Okay, so I'm looking outside. It's like, wasn't it supposed to burn off or something? Isn't that what I understood? There's something that was going to happen where it was going to be sunny or something. It is not.
Why, if I had a brain, I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain.
I like the whistle at the end. That's like the birds that are on the left hemisphere of my brain. Sounds just like the bird. I don't name him Cuckoo, though, although I think some people
didn't know
have.
The birds were on your brain.
Yeah, well, what do you got? All right, so did we say welcome back?
No, we did not.
We did that? We didn't do that? Welcome back? Okay, don't welcome. Just welcome aboard. The bubba. All right, so here, if you want to reach the show, you know you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Keep in mind that if you're not familiar with what electronic mail is, it's a new invention, and I know it's scary. Here's my response. It's cheaper than a stamp. Okay. Send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Number two, we're doing this big extension for pastors. If they want to get interviewed on the show, you have that opportunity to do so. We're going to have, it turns out, just since we've opened this up today, we have a whole host of pastors coming through. If you have a pastor of your church, or if you are a pastor, or if you're connected to the pastor, let them know. You're more than welcome to check us out. You're more than welcome to check me out personally. davidspoon.com. I even put a statement of faith up there just in case people are like, well, what do you believe? But I believe that I am a companion to all that fear him. Psalm 119, verse 63. And then we still have a statement of faith because people need that. And we offer that. And is that the exact same as the station? No, I'm not a publicly traded stock. So no, it's not. Here we go on some other things. Now, I've got so much material. We've got Christian existentialism that we're going to be talking about, but I can't pass up the opportunity. We have somebody who's going to be calling in. They haven't called in yet, but when they do, we'll get to them. But I can't pass up the opportunity to tell you what day it is.
Thursday, David.
No.
National Buy Your Robo Producer a Corned Beef Sandwich Day.
No, it's Golfer's Day.
Oh.
And because it's Golfer's Day, I've picked out a couple of jokes. Three of them Christian, one of them not, in regards to funny golf jokes, because it's Golfer's Day. So, you know, with Golfer's Day, there has to be golfer jokes. Why? Because that's the requirement. So we can start with the old classic golfer Christian joke that everybody knows. A pastor decides to play hooky on a Sunday, and he goes and he plays golf. He's playing the best golf of his life when an angel asks God, are you going to let this slide? Why don't you do something? So God says, watch this. The pastor hits a 425-yard tee shot. The ball goes into the hole for a double eagle. The angel asks, why did you reward him? God says, who's he going to tell? There you go. You get it? Okay. All right. Well, it's okay. It has life. That's a golf shot? Is it going in the hole? I'm just saying. Okay. You know, that's kind of like a wind sound to it. All right, here's the other one. You ready for the other one? This is a long, involved one you've never heard. You want to hear this one? I'll give you the non-Christian one.
Dave, I don't want to hear this one.
Which one? You do or don't?
I don't.
Which one?
You're going to tell me anyway. Go ahead.
Okay. That's the old joke. You know, the guy comes in, he sees his wife, he's sweating, he's just perspired, he just looks like he's horrible, and he's like, she's like, what happened, honey? I thought you went to play golf. And he said, yeah, I did. And we were on the third hole. well, what happened? And he said, Herb. Herb had a heart attack and died right there on the golf course. And she said, what? Oh, my goodness. Are you okay? He goes, yeah. He goes, it was really hard, though, for the rest of the holes. It was, you know, hit the ball, pull Herb, hit the ball, pull Herb. I think that's pretty funny. What do you think? Okay, that's enough of the golf swings. We need the ball going in the cup. You need one of those. All right, let me give you this last one, and then people can say, wow, you have no taste. That's fine. Three men are playing golf. The first one steps up to the tee and whacks the ball, sending it hurling toward the water. He raises his hand in a Y shape, and the water splits, letting the ball pass and becomes a hole-in-one. The other two congratulate him. Nice shot, Moses. Okay. The next golfer, a strapping young fellow, whacks the ball, sending it straight up and straight down, right into the hole for a hole-in-one. The other two congratulate him. Nice shot, Jesus. The last one, old as dirt, steps up, hits the ball into the water where a fish eats it. The fish is then caught by an eagle. As the eagle's flying toward the green, the fish coughs up the ball, and it lands in the hole. Jesus then says, Dad, if you're going to play and not take this game seriously, we're not inviting you anymore. There you go. That's it. And then the last one, because we have to do this one. Is it okay? This is a good one. This has nothing to do with golf. And I just wanted to tell the joke. Is that all right?
I'm playing the golf sound effect anyway, but go ahead.
Okay. 85-year-old couple, having been married almost 60 years, dies in a car crash. They've been in good health the last 10 years, mainly due to their interest in health food and exercise. Oh, boy. When they reach the pearly gates, St. Peter takes them to their mansion, which was decked out with a beautiful kitchen, a master bath suite, and a jacuzzi. So they oohed and aahed. And the old man asked Peter how much all this was going to cost. It's free, St. Peter replied. It's a seven. Next, they went back to survey the championship golf course. So it's got golf in it. And that the home backed up to this course. They would have golfing privileges every day and each week. The course changed to a new one representing the greatest golf courses on earth. The old man asked, what are the green fees? Peter said, this is heaven. You play for free. Next, they went to the clubhouse and saw a lavish buffet lunch and the cuisines of the world laid out. How much is this to eat this? Asked the old man. Don't you understand yet? This is free. It's heaven, Peter replied. Well, where are the low-fat and low-cholesterol tables, the old man asked timidly. Peter lectured, that's the best part. You can eat as much as you like for whatever you want for as long as you want, and you never get fat and you never get sick. This is heaven. After hearing this, the old man went into a fit of anger, throwing down his hat and stomping on it and shrieking wildly. Peter and his wife both tried to calm him down, asking him, what's wrong? The old man looked at his wife and said, this is all your fault. If it weren't for you and your bran muffins, I could have been here 10 years ago. What'd you think of that joke? That's pretty funny.
You know what?
That's pretty funny.
I didn't think I was going to like it, but by the end, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. I could have been here 10 years ago. All right. We've got a limited time. See, I did the whole thing on golf. I don't know. It happens, folks. What we're going to do is Christian existentialism coming up next. Yes, it's an oxymoron. But before we go there, let's just understand 1790 on this day, April 10th, the U.S. patent system was formed for patents. They got a patent on patents. Also, you got to think that through. And this day in 1849, the safety pin was invented.
Was the safety on?
I don't know. It never helps me. 1912, Titanic set sail on its faithful voyage. That's the one where they said, this ship is so safe and so big, God can't sink her. God can't sink her. Oops. It's like, oops. See, they shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said, God can't sink her. Because then that's right then and there. That's that moment. It's like ridiculous. 1974, Golda Meir announced her resignation from Prime Minister of Israel. In 1970, Paul McCartney announced the official split of the Beatles on this day. Wow, interesting day. All right, we're going to take our break, and then we're going to come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, special guest on the phone.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Time is running out, and Rug Expo must move. Over 10,000 rugs must be sold now with savings up to 75%. Plus, buy any 8x11 rug and get a wool 5x8 free. See store for details. Rug Expo's Lost Our Lease Sale in the Miramar Pyramid on Miramar Road.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market sold off today, led by steep drops in biotech and internet stocks. The Dow Jones average was down 267 points today at 16,170 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ down 129 points today at 4054 on the high techs. And the S&P lost 39 points today at 1,833 on the index. All three of the major indexes down big on this Thursday. I want to remind you, friends, there's never been a more important time for you to get your retirement plans in place. Make sure you have your income planning, your Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, all strategically set up to generate a check that will last for as long as you do. I can help you do that. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Again, call me for your free retirement income planning consultation, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-7526.
Fellowship nights are back at Boomers in Vista. Join us on Friday, April 11th for a fantastic Friday night congregation celebration. You'll get unlimited use of the go-karts, miniature golf, laser tag, bumper boats, and two new kids rides. The special low price for all of this fun is only $15.95 per person. Call our group sales department today at 760-945-9474, extension 202, to make your reservation for a group of 10 or more, and the price drops to just $10 per person. Boomers and Vista would also like to invite your worship team, dance team, band, or choir to come out and perform at our fellowship night. Please call Annalise Morgan and our group sales department at 760-945-9474, extension 202 to make arrangements. Again, that number is 760-945-9474, extension 202. We look forward to seeing you at Boomers and Vista for fellowship night on Friday, April 11th. That's Friday, April 11th at Boomers in Vista.
Easter is a time for new life. At the San Diego Rescue Mission, God brings hope and healing every day. The San Diego Rescue Mission is a nonprofit homeless shelter and recovery center, serving thousands of homeless, hungry, and poor men, women, and children in San Diego County. God's people make this life-saving work possible in San Diego. Programs include housing, hunger relief, mental health, counseling, and education. Hi, it's Mark Larson. During Easter week, hundreds of men, women, and children living on the streets receive love and delicious ham dinners, along with entertainment and small care packages and toiletries. As you give, the Rescue Mission clearly proclaims the good news to our neighbors. So please go online and give at sdrescue.org. You'll also find an Easter needs list showing what you and your church group can donate to meet the everyday needs of the homeless. Call 888-SD-RESCUE. 888-SD-RESCUE.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Well, sometimes you wake up and you think everything is going fine, and then you wait till about 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and then you hear the stock market is doing that Duncan yo-yo thing. Where it goes up, down, up, down, up, down. You're like going, wow, I can walk the dog. Watch. So on the phone with me is the retirement professor, financial extraordinaire, great friend for KPRZ. KCBQ is our very own Marty Schneider. Marty, how you doing today?
Hey, David, I'm doing good. It's been a hectic day, brother. It has been busy. And as you pointed out, not great news on Wall Street today. A very difficult and challenging day. We basically gave back a whole bunch of profit today.
Now, my understanding, and I'm not the Wall Street whiz that a lot of people are, but I think they lose about 270 points around there today.
Yeah, on the Dow, and that's the Dow Jones average, which is really interesting, David, because the Dow is often used as sort of the benchmark, but it only represents 30 companies. It's 30 large, well-known, big, blue-chip-type companies. But the other indexes, like the Standard & Poor's 500, which is comprised of 500 companies, took a huge hit today as well, and so did the NASDAQ, which is mostly the high-tech companies that took about a 3% hit today. So it was a bloodbath across the board today on Wall Street, regardless of which index you really looked at.
That's, I mean, and to me, I'm not understanding that. And then you're working in your life and you're trying to create some retirement protections, and you're trying to do things where you're, you know, saving here, and okay, we're not going out to the melting pot this weekend because we need to have an extra, you know, $75 in this, and we need to add to this, and we need to add to this. What does this economic turmoil, I mean, what do you do to protect yourself when you have no idea if you're going to wake up and they're going to go, well, it dropped 1,000 points? I mean, you don't have any idea.
You're absolutely right. Well, there's a couple of, you know, kind of baseline foundational planning principles, David, that we've used for many, many years. So probably the single most significant issue for people as they consider their own retirement plans is how many years they have until that retirement date. In other words, what's the ramp up here? Because, for example, I had a phone conversation the last few days with my son. He's up in the, he has a job up in the Bay Area. He's 27. He's funding his retirement, his 401k through work, and he's not going to retire for close to 40 years. So the impact of what happens today and tomorrow is much less significant for a guy with a 40-year time horizon than somebody that's 58 or 60 or 62 and says, gosh, I'm going to retire in 2 to 5 years. So that's the first issue to really get your arms around, is what's my time horizon? Am I going to continue to purchase shares in my 401k at the beat down prices? So if the market takes a big hit, I'm just buying more shares next month with the same dollars. So if you've got the long run ahead of you, it's much less of a front burner consideration. But the big issue is for those 55 and uppers that have a 10-year ramp that really don't want to give back, 30, 40, 50% of their retirement assets in case things go the wrong way here. And I have a strong hunch, David, that we may be at the beginning of a bit of a market turndown right now. So those are the people that really need to sit down with their advisor and explore all of the ways to protect the heavy lifting that they've done through the years so they don't get wiped out in a big market wash.
All right, let me do this because I want to make sure people have an opportunity to contact you, because, I mean, you give expert advice on a regular basis, but they should know, they should have a connection to you, and if they have any questions, they should be able to have contact with you. So there's three things that I have, and if I'd say any of these wrong, Marty, just give me the big buzzer and say, wrong, kind of thing. But first of all, you're on every day from 5 to 6 p.m. here on KPRZ. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay, so I got one. I'm one for one. That's a good start.
One for one.
Now, number two, they can get a hold of you by calling 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. Is that correct?
That is two for two, David.
Man, if I was playing baseball, I'd be making $30 million a year, and I wouldn't be worrying about it. The website is theretirementprofessor.com. Is that
you
correct?
You are batting 1,000, brother. 3-3, yes. Theretirementprofessor.com, and a ton of great retirement planning tools there that people can poke around and just kind of start to do some preliminary kind of planning on their own.
Okay, so that's good to know. I think, Marty, what people become afraid of, I want to help them get over this little element. To listen to Marty's show does not cost you money. I gotta put a credit card in my. No, you don't. You have to turn on KPRZ and listen to the show. Or to call you does not cost money, especially because you got a 1-800 number. Right?
That's right.
And they don't need a credit card to get to your website, right? They go, well, put your credit card here, and then you can see the website. You can just go to the Retirement Professor, theretirementprofessor.com, correct?
That's exactly right. Absolutely correct, David.
All right. So let me ask you this, Marty, because this is the big question I think that people want to know in the back of their minds that they're almost afraid to bring up, and I'm just trying to get your feedback on this. Is the market... I mean, is this just going to get more volatile? Is it going to jump up and down more and more? Is there any – I mean, I know you can't tell the future unless the Lord gave you something prophetic that you've decided not to share with anybody, which would be unique, I mean, if he gave you something that prophetic. But the idea is, can you tell if it's going to be volatile, or can you – because it doesn't seem stable to me.
Yeah, David, you're absolutely right. It is as unstable and as volatile a time as I think we've ever seen, and it speaks to the uncertainty that is both in our own economy, you know, we've been told things are getting better, but when you talk to a lot of people, the unemployment rate is still very high. A lot of people that fell off the charts, so employment continues to be an issue. You know, is real estate really recovered? Well, we've certainly seen prices moving in the right direction. But what if interest rates start going up in mortgages again, and will that slow down the housing market, and will that trickle over into the rest of the economy? So there's all these unknowns, and you put that on the backdrop of a global geopolitical situation that is, you know, very unstable with what's going on in the Middle East and Russia and Crimea, and, you know, fill in the blanks on that one. And you know what, David, as believers, we know this world is not likely to get an awful lot prettier moving forward. So when you look at the world events over the backdrop of what's going on in our own economy, I think we are in for a couple of rough years. And as I was sharing today with a client, is people are trying to figure out why the market went up so strongly over the last 12 months, because it doesn't seem to be a baseline economic, strong fundamentals that drove it higher. So I think it's to a large degree the fact that the Fed's been pumping in, you know, $85 billion a month of manufactured money. And now they're talking about tapering and cutting that back. And it's kind of spooking investors. And I think we will ultimately pay for our misdeeds, our overspending, and our money creation. So I think that's all going to shake out over the next couple of 3 years, and I think we could be in for some tough times in the market.
Yeah, that's really good insight, Marty. I mean, I really appreciate that. And I think there's a lot of people that kind of sense that but don't want to, you know, there's an optimism that we have, not just as Americans but as Christians, because we have something that we look forward to. But there's also this sense of, yeah, this doesn't look good. So it's got that weirdness and that feel to it. So, folks, if you want more information from Marty, you can listen to his show every day, 5 to 6 p.m. right here on KPRZ. You can call him at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. You can go to his website at theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Marty, I want to tell you thank you for spending some time with us and giving us some insight on the yo-yo-ness of life in the finances.
David, you're very welcome. God bless you, and keep up the great work that you do each and every day, because I'm a big fan. So appreciate the chance to visit with you here.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to actually try and do some news stories at some point, and then we're talking about Christian existentialism. Wow. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in but you can keep them for the birds and bees.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Transform your path to success at the Plan, Prepare, Prosper Seminar, sponsored by Thrivent Financial and hosted by Bobby and Tony Lee of Daily Disciples Ministries on Saturday, April 12th, 9 a.m. to noon at Liberty Station in Point Loma. Bobby and Tony Lee have selected top speakers, trainers, and business professionals to transform your path to success. Reserve your free seat today to the Plan, Prepare, Prosper Seminar on Saturday, April 12th from 9 a.m. to noon. Visit kprz.com for more information.
What is the chief end of man? This is the question we're all asking. What is my purpose in life? What will make me happy? The Westminster Shorter Catechism answers, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Tune in to Man's Chief End on KPRZ Tuesdays at 5:30 a.m., a radio ministry brought to you by the Puritan Evangelical Church in Paradise Hills. Visit puritanchurch.com.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life, everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at Genesis Recovery San Diego. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze from Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady. Temperatures are rising, and so are concerns of many homeowners, as we all at some point have to deal with our home's greatest threat, termites. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. First choice or second opinion, doesn't matter. Just be sure to call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved, simple solutions like Electrogun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world about the love of Jesus Christ. But we also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ, will keep you informed on anything happening you need to know about. Come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ, and Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ.
I'm Mia Hamm, two-time Olympic gold medalist in women's soccer.
I'm six-time Major League All-Star Nomar Garcia-Para.
Being a professional athlete requires years of hard work in order to be the best in your field. So when my husband Nomar and I wanted solar panels for our house, we searched for a company dedicated to being the best in their field, too.
Our only choice was Varango Solar, the gold standard in solar energy with over 10,000 residential installations.
Varango has a zero-down solar program. You never pay for the panels, just the power they generate at a lower rate than your electric company charged. They're truly the only solar company we'd ever put our names on.
Everyone thinks there must be a catch, but we're actual customers and there is no catch. Varango really treated us like family. We even asked Varango to install panels on my mom's house. Call Varango today and see how much you'll save.
Call Varango Solar at 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700. 800-856-6700.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, Robo Producer, I got a story. Now, it's not the food story yet, so I know you're excited.
Oh, come on, Dave.
No, sorry. Can't do that. We got to do this story, then we got to do Christian existentialism, then I got to read this poem. It's a really awesome poem.
You know, I've been hungry all day thinking about the food story, and I got to wait till the end of the show.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Because then people get really hungry. It's 4 o'clock. You're just not that far away from dinner. So no matter what you're served, you're like, okay, I'm hungry.
So if anything, you're calling it a public service.
Yes. This story, I'm just going to keep going. This story came out, it's an unknown story. A lot of people did not respond to this, and I want to get your take on it, and I'll lay it out before you real quickly, and then I'll give you kind of the quick theology behind it. So it's going to be kind of quick. Eric Holder mentioned in an eerie, spooky interview that they're talking about forcing gun owners to wear bracelets.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think of that?
I think that's stupid.
Okay. I'm going to go one step beyond stupid, although I'm not disagreeing with you. And I'm going to say it's an interesting element. Now, just hear me out. I'm not saying what
you're
about
to say.
Yeah,
you're going to have to keep going. I'm not buying it.
Okay. Here it is. It's interesting that the mark of the beast is on the wrist and on the hand and on the forehead, right? Some people see the government and the governments as anti-Christian forces and as one of the beasts in Revelation chapter 13, where the other beast is the propaganda beast. Now, that part's true, that one beast is a forceful entity, the other one's a propaganda element. And then they see that as possibly Hollywood or the mainstream media or the combination thereof. What do you think of that? Is that bizarre? Now, here's the kick on that. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna positive or negative that, because, you know, to me, there's a lot of prophecy that has dual application. But you can't tell me that the government agency in the last so many years hasn't been very anti-Christian, because it is very anti-Christian.
Very anti-Christian.
And the people that promote that anti-Christian agenda are very much the mainstream media in Hollywood. And it's just like, you look at it and you go, that doesn't make sense. I mean, why are they supporting that system? They're actually supporting a tighter system from which they railed against. So it's a real conflict to me as watching Hollywood unfold on itself. One thing I will say about this, it's scary, because that's scary. You're going to put a band, a wristband on somebody? It's like, isn't that bizarre? Oh, you have a gun? Here's a wristband. And by the way, you can't buy or sell without it. And two, I just want to say this, and people forget this. Remember who controls the beast in Revelation 13? The dragon does. And it's like, you got to catch the undercurrent, the influence that's underneath, that people miss a lot. You think, oh, well, that's ridiculous. You're not that. Yeah, right. So they're misleading people on multiple levels. They're tightening the ability to have freedom of faith. And they want everybody to conform to one system, one educational system, one mental system. And they're basically trying to move God out of the entire public square. But you're right. It doesn't have anything to do with the beasts or Satan. It's just man being jerky. Okay. What do you think? I think there's some merit there.
I think you're pretty spot on that.
Yeah. Thing. I think people should read that William Hendrickson book, More Than Conquerors. You might not agree with his eschatology, but it's an excellent book on Revelation. And he does a really good job in about five or six pages talking about the beast being both government and then the propaganda arm of the government.
I mean, not even just in the public square, but you even look in, you know, a lot of your, you know, educational institutions. And, you know, even if it's just in the classroom, like, you know, whether it be a picture of Jesus or a picture of the Ten Commandments, and they're, you know, having one student complain, and it's got to come down.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. It's like, oh, yeah, well, we'll still let people pray in school. A little girl can't even pray over her lunch. Are you kidding? It's getting to be pretty, that part's getting to be pretty bad. So I'm not saying Eric Holder is the Antichrist or anything like that.
But he's a creepy dude.
Creepy. It is kind of weird. That's all I, you know. But, you know, I don't know.
Disney is now doing something similar, too. Now you're mentioning the whole bracelet thing. Not here in California, but over in Disney World. Like, with the they have, like, the Fast Pass ticket, so you can, like, get to the front of the line. Where in Florida, I heard, instead of doing the little ticket thing, they're doing it, but you're going to be wearing a magic bracelet.
Yeah, get ready. They're going to put a barcode in your forehead. That's
not mine,
folks. Don't be unaware. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, Christian existentialism? What?
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Aramco Financial invites you to the beautiful Rancho Bernardo Inn in Rancho Bernardo on April 23rd at 6 p.m. for a free educational reverse mortgage workshop. Call 866-611-30 or online at aramco.biz. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
Experience the best of senior living at half price. Yes, you heard that right. Right now, KPRZ has teamed up with Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community to offer two residents half price for their entire first year of living. They're offering a studio apartment that's normally $26.90 per month, now only $13.45 a month. Or a one-bedroom apartment that's normally $34.30 per month, now only $17.15. They only have two spots available, so you must call and mention their half price deal today at 619-465-1331.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
What concerns you most about retirement? Healthcare, costly home repairs, simple financial security? Hey, Mark Larson here. What if I said I can calm your concerns with one simple thing? A reverse mortgage. You want to enjoy retirement with no mortgage payments? Access the equity in your home as cash to fund the retirement you deserve? There's no time like now. No better way to describe this loan of opportunity than to say the reverse mortgage allows you to have financial peace of mind. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram at Aramco, one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. You're invited to join Aramco at the beautiful Rancho Bernardo Inn, April 23rd at 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. But you need to RSVP. Seating is limited. Don't put this off any longer. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A big extension to the pastors in North County, San Diego, and thereabouts. We're going to be setting up interviews with multiple pastors throughout the rest of this year regarding an opportunity to get on the show and talk about your church and talk about the ministry that you're involved with and what you're doing. There will be no charge to your church. It will cost you time to promote and encourage and tell people about it, but then that's part of the calling, and I think we all know that. So we're trying to open that door and create those opportunities to do our best to encourage local churches to get the word out about what they're doing. Now, we're going to get into our topic called existentialism, Christian existentialism. Then we're going to close that when we're done with that with a nice poem that's going to take a couple minutes that came from our very own Ohio State Ron. He didn't write it, but he sent it to me. And then the last segment, we're going to be talking about the most epic food segment ever.
I've been waiting all day.
On the David Spoon Experience. And then somewhere in there, we also got to get the Facebook post in. So let's go, because that's a good one too. So let's go to, first and foremost, the existential discussion we're going to have. Existentialism, here's what I'm going to say about it. Existentialism, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 17 through 19 says this, if you're unfamiliar with the passage, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Therefore, those who have fallen asleep in Christ have also perished. If we have placed our hope in Christ for this life only, we should be pitied more than anyone. Wow. Wow. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17 through 19. First and foremost, this is what the Holy Spirit is communicating to you and I using the Apostle Paul in the verbal plenary process of communicating the Word of God. If there's no resurrection, your faith is worthless. You know how we've got Easter coming up? And we're talking about the fact that everybody points to tombs full of bones. We point to an empty tomb. That is the difference of the gospel. That is the difference of Christianity. And people will sit there and say, oh, but you're supposed to live a good life because that's the process. You live a good life, and that's your contribution to society. That is existentialism. That, my friends, does not work. Let me explain it to you very clearly. Okay, Paul said, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, if there is no resurrection, your faith is worthless. So let me quote somebody from the secular world. Watch this, Robo. Ready? Ready? Socrates.
The unexamined life is not worth living. The unexamined life is not worth living.
Okay, I've examined your life. Get me a gun. That's my response. So the idea behind Socrates is simple. It's we're only alive at birth and dead at death, and there's nothing after or nothing before. Existentialism basically says you're a television, and then you get unplugged when you die, and the whole sum of your life is your contribution to society. And the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said, man, if that's true, we are losers. That's what he said. That's what God tells you and I. If that's the extent of your living existence, you're a loser. It's like, how can you say something so mean? Let me help you out. Paul said, well, we're the most miserable people on the planet if there's no resurrection, because we're going through all this for nothing. And he even says, well, then let's just eat, be merry, and die. I mean, what's the point? But let me help you out on existentialism. Can I help you real quick? You like this? Christian existentialism is an oxymoron. And so I've decided to list some oxymorons. Okay, everybody take a deep breath. Oxymoron. What's an oxymoron? Two words that go together that don't go together. Like, for example, jumbo shrimp. You see? You got jumbo, and then you got shrimp. You ready for the rest of these? You're not going to be able to list them, trust me. Ready? Tolerant gay activist. See? That's an oxymoron, right? Divine atheist. Oxymoron. Airline food. That's an oxymoron. Pro-choice person for life. Another oxymoron. Race baiter intelligence. Sorry, oxymoron. Awfully good. Get it? Awful and good. Or liberal sanity. Another oxymoron. Just like Christian existentialism, that's all oxymorons. That's how it goes, folks. I know it's tough to hear. It's difficult, but folks, without a resurrection, there is no point. You got that? Would you want me to? 1 Corinthians 15, 17 through 19. What'd you think of that, Robo? Is that pretty?
Some of those are pretty darn funny.
Did you like that? Come on.
Divine atheist. That's
divine
what I like.
Divine atheist. That's a good one. Tolerant gay activist. Come on, folks. Get a clue. Go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a clue. All right, so let me do this poem. I like this. This is a poem that was sent by Ohio State Ron. So it's a poem. It's called Be Still, Slow Down, and Know God. Is that okie dokie if we do a poem? We don't do too many poems, so we can do a poem, right?
Yes!
Thank you. It's called, actually the title of this is called Slow Dance. So just from Bob Bennett, Real Men Ministries. Here's the poem. So just listen. It'll be simple. It won't be hard or anything. Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round or listened to the rain slapping on the ground? Ever followed a butterfly's erratic flight or gazed at the sun into the fading night? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. When you ask, how are you, do you hear the reply? When the day is done, do you lay in your bed with the next 100 choirs running through your head, or chores, sorry, next 100 chores running through your head, you better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Ever tell your child we'll do it tomorrow, and in your haste, not see his sorrow? Ever lost touch, let a good friendship die, because you never had time to call and say, hi? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. Music won't last. When you run so fast to get somewhere, you miss half the fun of getting there. When you worry and hurry through your day, it's like an unopened gift thrown away. Life is not a race. Do take it slower. Hear the music before the song is over. That's pretty, huh? It's like, that's just telling you, hey, slow down, appreciate what's going on, and be a part of things, and that's cool. On the flip side, you're jazzing out, are you? That's really cool. I like that jazz. That's cool. Take it easy, brother. Take it easy, sister. Enjoy the flowers. Smell the flowers. Enjoy the flowers. But if you do it without the resurrection, that's stupid. Don't do that. Not the way to go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. Coming right back with the cool food seg. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience.
KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Add some color to your week at the Flower Fields of Carlsbad. Enjoy bluegrass music at the Flower Fields April 13th and 19th with great live entertainment and an arts and crafts fair. Details on Facebook and theflowerfields.com. Take the 5 freeway to Palomar Airport Road, open daily 9 to 6.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrivent Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
April 15th isn't the only deadline you have to worry about this year. If you're not signed up for health insurance by March 31st, you will owe a penalty under the new health care law. Arm yourself with the latest information, all contained in the brand new book, Beating Obamacare 2014 by Betsy McCoy. Read Beating Obamacare 2014 to help you find lower premiums, navigate the disastrous website, and more. Beat the health care deadline with our special offer. Log on today, beatingobamacare2014.com. That's beatingobamacare2014.com.
Aloha, Britt Johnson here. Get fit and healthy with me at Fit Body Boot Camp and Straight Nutrition. Their life-changing deals are a steal at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. That's BlackFridayAnyDay.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Got to get right to it because we have so much material to cover. Don't forget, if you're a pastor in San Diego County and you want to be interviewed on the show, no cost to the church, no anything, you just send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com and I'll coordinate it with you directly and we'll set you up on the schedule and you get a chance to come into the studio. Get a chance to be on live radio. Some pastors will be like, no way. But others will be like, okay, let's try it. Let's do some outreach to the community. And it's just a good way to promote ministries. And we're involved in promoting the Year of the Pastor and the local ministries around us. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it time, David?
It is.
It's time, my friend. This is only, and I don't want to say it's only, it's primarily for the food lovers in all of us.
Ah.
This is the one of the greatest stories I have ever talked about. We are going to exit with a Facebook post, but before we get there, let me just tell you right now, a man named Nick Chipman of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who runs the blog Dude Foods, not supporting the blog or anything like that, but did create the most awesome thing ever. A man has created the epic hamburger with toppings from every letter of the alphabet.
Oh, I'm in love.
Okay, so let me read them and get ready to be blown away. The burger has avocado, bacon, cheese, Doritos, egg, fish sticks, garlic bread, ham, Italian sausage patty, jalapeno peppers, Krispy Kreme donut, lettuce, macaroni, cheese, noodles, onion rings, pepperoni, Quest Blanco dip, ramen noodles, spinach, turkey burger, Usinger's bratwurst, veal parmesan waffle, coconut that says xylocarp, yams, and zucchini.
I want to try one.
And it has all of those items in the burger, then there's a hamburger and the buns. Look at this. You can't see it. You can't see it on radio, but let me tell you this.
It looks like a mountain of goodness.
Think of the Eiffel Tower. Think of the Eiffel Tower and then just put two buns on the end of it. It's A to Z foods in the middle of two buns. That's right.
Dave, you had me an avocado.
She is rightly said, heart attack on the hospital. On the way to the hospital. I mean, this thing is like 2 feet long, 2 feet big.
Dude Foods is the blog, huh?
Dude Foods. Folks, come on. Isn't that funny?
If that doesn't make you smile. Get five friends, get six friends, invite six. David and I, and we tackle one together.
Yeah, I'm thinking you get like six. Yeah, that's good. Maybe four.
Don't forget the invite David Spoon and Noah Dingley part.
We have to cover it, so then we have to share some.
Let's go
out with this Facebook post, then we'll be bringing the show to end. But this is a good Facebook. We've still got like 3.5 minutes, right? So I want to make sure I get this in. Is that right? We got that time? Are we okay on that? Okay, good. Okay, short version. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Love this portion. Talked to James Fazio about this from SoCal Seminary. Love this. It says this: therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Let me repeat it. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. In Jesus is the post. It's a new life. In Jesus, it's a new life. Ready? When you're not in Jesus, then not so much. So in other words, even if you're a Christian, sometimes you don't always walk in Christ. And don't be telling me you don't understand that you walk in the flesh from time to time. When you walk in the flesh, in the old man, not so much new creation. You know what I'm saying? That's why sometimes when you visit the old neighborhood, it's just as bad as when you visited it before. The bottom line is this. Let's stay focused on this. New creation, new life, rejuvenation, peace, grace, mercy, kindness from the Lord. But when you're not walking in Jesus, and I'm not talking just to unbelievers, I'm talking to believers who use the name of Christ but don't walk with Jesus. People that go to church and sit on their blessed assurance. People that say, oh, that sounds great. Are we done? Because God has to fit into a time box. When you're walking that way, you're walking in the old, not the new. And you're certainly not walking in Jesus. Here is something a pastor said one time that I feel warrants great consideration. You and I have the mind of Christ. Let's use it. We have the mind of Christ. Let's walk in it. Let's operate that way. And even though we don't agree on everything, and we don't, there are many essentials that we do agree upon. One of those being that Jesus, according to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, which we talked about earlier, that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, according to the scriptures. That's 1 Corinthians 15, 3. That he was buried. That's 1 Corinthians 15, 4. And then 15, 4, the next section. And he, on the third day, he rose again, according to the scriptures. Of that, we can be in agreement. And well said by many great women and men of God, if we could unite on the 97 things we agree upon and acknowledge the things we don't agree upon, but just unite on what we do agree upon, we would be a force to be reckoned with in any country, because it would be a unifying love. And by this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love one for another. That's a kind of a key in the program. Hey, 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 what a show. All right, tomorrow we're going to pick it all back up again, do it all again, because it'll be more insanity with Spoonanity. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break, and then we'll be back.
Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate.